It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we have a very big announcement. It's a good one, though. It sucks when somebody has to leave the show, but we always, you know, want people to grow and do their thing. Producer MYK, what was it, back in June? He left. He wanted to continue his calling as a vampire, and he did that. He's back in New York, and
I'm over it. I swear I'm over it.
I don't think you are, which I feel bad for you. Alex, you're recovering, you're coping.
Yes.
You're getting day by day. But the good news is when we lost somebody amazing, well, I hate to say lost, he's alive and fine, but when MYK left, we finally have somebody new. And actually, there's an MYK connection too, but I would like to introduce to the Joe and Alex Show audience and the thousands and millions of people listening online and around the world, Producer Porkchop.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Porkchop? How are you?
I'm good. How do I sound? Do I sound all right?
I think you sound okay.
I think that mic sounds like butt, but that's just my personal opinion.
I told Joe that was the thing I was most nervous about yesterday, is like how I'm actually going to sound.
Oh, you sound fantastic.
Why are you worried about your sound?
Oh, I don't know. You know, just processing, radio processing is different everywhere, and I just wanted to make sure it sounded good.
Oh, I think you sound good.
Yeah, you sound good.
Oh, okay, then jitters are out. I'm good now.
All right. Well, first of all, Producer Porkchop, welcome to the team. We're so excited to have you here, along with Alex, Live the Web Girl, and myself. But I don't know. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Because, I mean, do you guys know anything about him? I don't know anything.
We should probably start with how you got the name Porkchop, I feel like.
Great question. Actually, I hold the Guinness Book World Records for most pork chops eaten in 30 minutes.
That's incredible.
No, I mean, that would be incredible, but I was just kidding. I actually, do you remember the cartoon from Nickelodeon called Doug?
Yes!
Yeah, everyone says I looked just like Doug. But
okay.
They didn't want to give me the name Doug because they thought for radio that was too boring.
Yeah, it is.
So Doug's dog's name is Porkchop.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, that's him.
Yes.
Is that actually Porkchop?
Yeah.
That is legit Porkchop.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
I love that.
Yeah, so that's how I got my name. I wish it was the Guinness Book World Record thing. That'd be much cooler.
We'll still say that anyway.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm down.
People don't have to know.
Okay.
All right, so Producer Porkchop, can you give us, I don't know, some interesting or fun facts about you? Just a couple of things so we can get to know you. And if you want to call in, if you got a question for Producer Porkchop, maybe you want to get to know him, 317-239-1009, the most recent, latest member here to the Joe and Alex Show.
Yeah, I've got a couple good ones. I guess I used to run into burning buildings.
What do you mean?
I've got this weird fetish with fire where I just run it. No, I actually did used to be a firefighter.
Oh, cool.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, How long were you a firefighter?
For 5 years.
What?
Yeah, I'm originally from New Jersey, and there's a lot of smaller cities, and they had volunteer firefighters.
Okay.
And so I didn't get paid to do it, but I was a legit firefighter.
Did you ever rescue like any cats out of trees or anything like that? Like, oh, thank you.
No.
Pebbles was stuck up there.
No crazy stories like that. But.
All right. So we got a guy that put a fire out. That's good.
Yeah, for free, making us all look bad.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
What else? I almost died and didn't know it.
Well, how did that happen?
It's kind of a long story. I might have to tell some other time, but I can shorten it.
Okay.
It was 10 years ago. I guess your calcium level in your blood's supposed to be a 8 to 10 and 16's death. Mine was a 15.9.
What?
Holy crap.
How much milk were you drinking? What happened?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I guess there's this body part you have called a parathyroid, and mine was messed up. So they had to emergency surgery to remove it.
Oh, my God.
What's that part called?
Parathyroid.
Have you heard of that?
No, I wonder if I have one.
No, yeah, I don't know.
Everyone has four.
Oh, you have four?
Yes, unless they've been removed.
I know this is boring science, but what does the parathyroid do?
Parathyroid, it's the gatekeeper for calcium in your body.
Okay.
So like it takes.
You had a weak gatekeeper.
No, actually, mine was hyperactive. It was too strong. It was like my gatekeeper was the man.
Yeah. So what's crazy is when we were looking for an executive producer for the show, which we posted about on all of our social media and stuff at Joe and Alex Show that we were looking for this position. I found Garrett and
on
AKA
Craigslist.
Pork Chop, which is what he goes by on the radio. And Pork Chop actually has been friends with producer MYK, our old producer, for like years and years. They used to be roommates.
Yeah. Yeah, we worked together in New York.
Yes. Yeah, they worked together and all this stuff. So it's crazy. So, I mean, I immediately fell in love with Pork Chop, and he had so many similarities, too, to our old producer. I was like, I already know we're going to get along, and our listeners are going to love you.
Allison, do you, first of all, hate producer Pork Chop, or do you love him?
Oh, no. He sounds great.
So okay, good.
Thank you.
You had a question, though. What is your question, Allison?
My question is, what part of Jersey is he from? Because I'm originally from Jersey, too, so it's so weird.
Right when you said Jersey, I knew right away you were from Jersey. I don't know. It's a small town called Middlesex, but it was near New Brunswick, like Rutgers University, that area.
Very cool. Awesome. How did you end up in Indiana?
With his job.
Desperate times. Desperate measures.
No, this is not desperate. I love this. This is great.
Well, you've been studying our show for like now several weeks, trying to get familiar with it and our listeners and the things that we do on the show and stuff. What is your favorite thing about the show that you're excited to be a part of?
Oh man, I just love how you guys are so real. And like, and I love Murder Mondays. That's great. At first,
suck
I was
up.
Like, no, I'm serious. And I just told you before when you did the Murder Monday, I got chills. And
yeah.
So I just love how you guys are so friendly and so real.
Well, good. And I know that producer Pork Chop has a ton of stuff to share about himself and lots of really crazy and funny personal stories and things about his life. And so as obviously the days go by and we get to know him more and more, and then we'll get to know him on a deeper level, which I'm super excited about.
Awesome. Let's get one more question real quick. We'll wrap up. Mallory, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing awesome. What did you want to say to producer Pork Chop?
I wanted to welcome him into the Joe and Alex family, and I am excited to have him added on.
Yay!
And I like the nickname Pork Chop. I think it's pretty cute.
Yes, I love it too.
Which story do you like better?
The Pork Chop one.
Okay, yeah, I ate Pork Chop, so we'll stick with that.
And also, I was wondering how old you are. You sound like you're in your early, late 20s.
Ah, good question. And people say I look young, too, but I'm actually, I just turned 30 this month.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Ooh, a very nice age.
Now, see, we went the complete opposite with our new producer here, producer Pork Chop. Our old producer, producer MYK, no, he was 300.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say welcome to the family, and I look forward to hearing you more and more in the morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I know definitely my niece and nephews and my daughter will love you. They listen to you guys as well. So they know all you guys are well, and I think they'll look forward to the new edition.
Awesome. There we go. Hey, thank you so much, Mallory. We appreciate it. You know what we could do? Maybe not today necessarily, but you know how they have those Instagram story questions?
Yes.
Maybe that'd be a good...
Yeah.
Or maybe we could do that today. You want to do that today? I'm just thinking out loud.
What question do you have for producer Pork Chop?
Yeah,
and he'll answer
and
it like, with a little video?
Yeah, follow us at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. Maybe we can do a little bit of that right there. I don't want to tire a Pork Chop out over here. He's brand new.
We're going to post a picture of him as well, and then we'll have him do a short little Q&A with you on our Instagram story. So if you want to see what he looks like, at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.